Welcome to the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, wife, mother of three, author of Holistic Wealth, and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. The show will showcase various experts in the key pillars of holistic wealth. Each week, we deliver the best information on how to become holistically wealthy and live your best life. Today, we have another special solo episode, and it's on a very important topic given this high inflation period that we're living through right now. So the topic for today is going from paycheck to paycheck to achieving holistic wealth, and can it be done? So can I really be in a situation where I'm living paycheck to paycheck and then really achieve holistic wealth at some point? Is that doable? And the answer is absolutely yes, it's doable. It's absolutely doable, even in this period that we're in. We just need to put the tools in place. We need to have that roadmap in place in order to get there. So I just wanted to state here that this episode of the podcast is sponsored by the Institute on Holistic Wealth. And you can check out the website for a range of resources and tools to help you achieve holistic wealth, their courses, certification programs, and a membership platform. So the website there is www.instituteonholisticwealth.com. I'm so excited about this topic. I think that, you know, it's such an important topic given the crisis that we're in now with the global economy, and it's so important for so many people. And if you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to be so hard for me to break out of this pattern that I'm in, this crisis that I'm in, well, know that it is possible. It is completely doable. This holistic wealth framework that I've crafted is a framework for resilience. It's a framework to really get us over hurdles and setbacks. It's actually the art of recovery from disruption, right? So it's a wholesome framework that helps us recover from disruption, overcome life-altering setbacks. And this is why this framework is so important for this topic. And if you haven't yet gotten your copy of the new Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated book, I would say get that copy now. It's the key resource for this podcast and for this episode. It's available online. You can grab the ebook, which is going to be readily available, or you can grab the paper book if you like to write notes in the side of, you know, your lines like I do. And of course, for those listening in who have never listened to this podcast before, holistic wealth has some key pillars, right? And so it's not just about the money. It's not just about financial independence, financial wellness, or wealth, financial wealth. It's also about the mental, spiritual, physical, financial, and emotional aspects. And so those are some key pillars there. And those are incredibly important because when we are healthy in each area, we are truly wealthy. But from a holistic wealth standpoint, it means being wealthy in each of these areas. So because we're talking about living paycheck to paycheck, I just want to give you an idea of the lay of the land in terms of what we're talking about and why it's so important. So there's a study that was recently released by Lending Club that says 3 in 5 Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So 60% say inflation has altered how they manage and spend their money. And even within the higher income brackets, so more than half of Americans earning between $100,000 to $150,000 are living paycheck to paycheck. So with inflation reaching a 40-year high in June, nearly all consumers report noticeable increases in the cost of everyday purchases. And it's the same pretty much in Canada. These figures almost mirror each other, right? 53% of Canadians are struggling to pay their bills. More than half of Canadians say they can't keep up with the cost of living, according to a new Angus Reid Institute poll. And those polls say they couldn't manage an expense of more than $1,000 if it were to come up suddenly. So we know it's a huge challenge trying to balance the checkbook. It's been huge. You know, inflation is creeping up daily with interest rate hikes and all these kinds of things. And I tell you, as I laid out in my book, in the new Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated book, we've seen market crashes that have been huge, say, since after 9/11, right? So U.S. stocks lost 50% of their value, or $7.4 trillion between March and October to 9/11. So that was also huge. And we've seen the largest economic crash in history, known as the lost decade between 2000 and 2009. So once again, during COVID, we've encountered the most dramatic stock market crash in history, when in just 5 days, the Dow Jones plunged 6,400 points. So we live in an era of disruption, one in which, as I stated in the new Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated, we may be facing another lost decade. And of course, a winning strategy has always been having low debt and investing for a lifetime. So I just want to go back to the tenets of holistic wealth and how we can craft a path forward. If you're living paycheck to paycheck now, one of the key things to do right now is to really look at your personal finances. Look at what's coming in, what's going out. We have to look at our budget, and it's key to look at your budget every day. Figure out what you're spending, see where you can cut on your spending. And it's very critical that we know how to budget properly, because the cost of food, gas, and energy in particular are adding to household bills, right? So it's unbelievable how much or how little discretionary spending we have once we account for, you know, housing, gas, and then food and utility bills. I know there's little left when already people are feeling stretched. So my key advice, and I have several key pieces, so please write down as I'm talking. For those with debts to pay, see where you can trim the fat. And I'm not saying that we should give up simple pleasures at all. I'm not saying that we need to give up a cup of Frappuccino, but really look to see where you've got high interest rate credit card debt and how you can get on the phone with your bank and see how you can get a lower interest rate product, or consolidate everything onto a lower interest product. So these are key strategies that will help. If you're missing payments, get in front of those. Call up the utility bill provider, call up your bank, and really know what you need to do, right? And if you're really strapped for cash, try talking to your bank to see how you can. Banks have a lot of measures in place that they can do to help people, right? And really make sure that whatever strategy you use, it won't affect your credit score. So for instance, if you have to skip a payment on your mortgage, sometimes that does not hurt your credit score, right? But it may give you enough cash to deal with some short-term financial struggles and get you on your feet again. But number one, don't ignore your financial situation. Always, always do something about it. And there's a quiz on the Institute on Holistic Wealth website that I want everyone to take. So over COVID-19, over 3,000 people have taken that quiz so far. And if you are a listener to this podcast, you will have known that I discuss that quiz in almost every episode. So it's very important. It's free to do. It takes 2 minutes. Know your personal financial identity. Know your personal financial identity. It helps with self-awareness, self-advocacy, and self-preservation. And we all should be doing money date nights now, right? Money date nights with your spouse, your partner, and if you're single, with yourself. Everyone should be doing their monthly money date nights. Every month, sit down, look at all your expenses, look at your money goals, craft your money goals, right? Because a study from Ameriprise basically states that up to 80% of couples have a different money mindset and have different money behaviors. And some of these things we weren't taught in school, right? We weren't taught that. But 80% of couples have a different approach to spending money. And you know what that means? It means that 80% of couples have differences in the way they view debt, in the way they view financial risks, in the way they would approach money management and money planning. So we really need the tools to communicate, to plan better. And even if you're just at the point that you're dating right now, or you're engaged to be married, or you're in the field looking for someone, these are critical things to know before you head into a relationship, even before you start to have kids, before you purchase that first home. But if you're at the point now where you're hearing about this for the first time, it's still good for everyone, no matter what stage in life you are, whether it's retirement planning or you're just planning to buy your first investment property or you're just planning to buy your first home. This is critical information to have. So do the quiz with your spouse if you're married, or your partner or your boyfriend, and figure out your personal financial identities. It's critical that you know this, because then we have the tools to communicate. And you know what? We can divide and conquer based on our personal financial identity and based on our passions. So in terms of splitting the financial responsibilities, do what is comfortable for you and your spouse, and you can thrive and grow this way, right? So the other thing that I want you to think about is your mission statement, your personal mission statement. And I know for many people listening in right now, some people feel disempowered. You feel like a loss of control in your life because you might be living paycheck to paycheck and be feeling so stressed. It feels so powerless. But I want you to know that we need to challenge the holistic wealth mindset. So let's not approach this in a victim way. Let's approach it from a state of being empowered, because I want everyone to feel empowered after listening to this episode. And I want you to just grab your pen right now and write down this, right? So whether you're male or female and you're listening in, just write this down. I am a woman, or man, if that's the case, on a mission to, and write down what you're on a mission to do. Here are some examples. I'm a woman on a mission to make my own wealth. I'm a woman on a mission to never stop learning. I'm a woman on a mission to support my family. I'm a woman on a mission to love like I've never loved before. I'm a woman on a mission to spend time, quality time with my loved ones. I'm a woman on a mission to put my health front and center. I'm a woman on a mission to enrich my spirituality and my spiritual life. I'm a woman on a mission to enrich my mental health and my emotional health. Write down, and those are some examples that I'm giving you. And as you're listening to me right now, write down what you're on a mission to do, because each one of us has a life purpose. And you know, as I stated at the beginning of this episode, get your copy of the Holistic Wealth New and Expanded Version and really craft your personal mission statement. The Holistic Wealth Personal Workbook also has a framework. It has a template with a list of values, because we also need to think about our values, what we value, and craft it. And below, I want you to put your money mission statement. And so you'll use your results in your quiz to help you draft your money mission statement. So whether you're a minimalist, maximalist, risk taker, it doesn't matter. You just use that to help you. And it's amazing what we can achieve and what we can accomplish once we set our minds to it, because holistic wealth is intentional by design. So we have to get critically intentional about it. And so the end goal of all of this is that we should have a holistic wealth portfolio, right? And if you're in a family, if you have a partner, spouse, whatever, you can have your own holistic wealth portfolio. If you're single, you can have your own holistic wealth portfolio. And this portfolio should guide you, should be your guiding tool. And it's your roadmap. It's your everything. You're going to put in everything in there about your goals. And you're going to get intentional by design with all of these key critical pillars. And if you need help, send me an email. Contact the Institute on Holistic Wealth, because all of our certification programs, all of the certification programs there are designed to help you with that holistic wealth portfolio. So remember that on the path to achieve holistic wealth, there's the mental, spiritual, physical, financial, emotional health. We need to focus on our intentional life purpose, financial independence, goodwill and strong relationships, physical and spiritual nourishment. And as you go about your daily life, I want you to think about your holistic wealth bank account. So what will deplete you versus what will add to your holistic wealth bank account? And if you're living paycheck to paycheck, this is also a useful guiding philosophy, right? You're always thinking about your holistic wealth bank account, right? And you're thinking about what are useful deposits to make versus withdrawals, and focus on those deposits always. Because if there are too many withdrawals, we can feel bankrupt. You know how, whether it's toxic people or naysayers in your life can leave you feeling bankrupt, especially if you have people in your life telling you your financial situation will never change. You will always be in this situation. living paycheck to paycheck is just how it is. This is how our family always was. This is generations to generations. You just live paycheck to paycheck and then you die and that's it. Well, I'm here to tell you, it does not have to be that way. We can break generational cycles. You can be the first to show and to show up for your family and do this. So I want you to picture yourself with that holistic wealth bank account when we're done with this episode and make a decision to always ask yourself. And money mindfulness is also critical. So write down, money mindfulness is also critical to achieving holistic wealth. And that means everything that I spend on, everything that I do has an effect and it has a ripple effect. So focus on deposits always. And so for intentional life purpose, so the first whole half of my book is designed around intentional life purpose. And I want you to read through that because I can't cover everything today, but live your values and remember not to compare. So it's easy when we're in a state, right? When everything seems to be going bad, it's easy to think, oh my gosh, what's happening with my life? Everybody else seems fine. Everybody else looks so content, especially on social media. Remember not to compare yourself. When you live with your purpose, you're living a life well lived. And I want you to think about what that life well lived means for you, because it's different for everybody. What does that life well lived mean for you? And so your daily actions should align with this purpose. And when we talk about financial independence again, which is a core part of holistic wealth, right? It provides us with freedom and choice. So think about what your goals are and how you can set yourself on a path to achieving that. Have a plan. Leverage your income. Think about how you can learn more about investing and invest in that learning. Think about, okay, if I were to invest, what would I invest in? Where are my passions? And think about how you can do that. And there's so many ways to start tipping your toes into the water of investing. You don't necessarily need huge amounts of income to do it. Just think about which investments you've always had an interest in and start learning about that. And it's so interesting to see what we can do once we start partnering with other people, once we can start learning from other people on how they got their path to wealth or how they got their path to financial independence. So really make that a key point. The next thing I want you to do if you're living paycheck to paycheck is draft your networking plan. In the book, I give key steps on drafting your networking plan with key outcomes, key goals on what you need to do. Maybe you want to change jobs. Maybe you want to freshen up your resume or start looking for a higher paying position. You want to start networking. Well, there are ways of doing that effectively to achieve your goals. And that's also something that you need to write down in terms of your roadmap. And really think about your relationships, because goodwill and strong relationships help us bounce back from life-altering setbacks. And the people we surround ourselves with determine our success in life, right? So choose your circle, choose your rooms carefully, and always remember about service to others. So we can get very, very ego-driven once we start to think about money and success, but really start to define success on your own terms. And we really have to start being content and channeling gratitude, right, for our circumstances, for our situation, and really in terms of what we have right now, even the little that we have. So those are some steps that I want you to start thinking about. Hopefully we can do a mini series around this and go in depth into each of these critical areas. But having that holistic wealth portfolio, if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, this is so vitally important. If you're working, no matter what field or industry you're working, if you're working in corporate or you're working in a nonprofit, it does not matter. Everyone needs to have a holistic wealth portfolio. That's what we do at the Institute, and we train people in doing that, in doing it properly. Just this week, I got an email from one of my certified holistic wealth consultants saying how much she's appreciated the learning with the Institute. She's actually on track to becoming a master consultant now with the Institute. And she's doing so much in her community, both in her own life and in the community. And that's what this is designed for. So there are resources there. Feel free to email me if you have any questions. I'm always open. And of course, if you want me to do a podcast episode on a specific topic, feel free to reach out. My email is info@KeishaBlair.com. Have a great week, everyone. Wishing you lots and all the best for this week coming up ahead. And remember these key points, and I hope you were writing, but remember these key points and that this is a process. It's a process. It's not just a one-time thing. We have to live this intentionally. We have to live this through. And then we will see, you will see the fruits of your labor once you start doing that. So have a great week, everyone, and lots of love and holistic wealth to everyone listening in. Thank you for joining us this week on Holistic Wealth with Keisha Blair. Make sure to visit our website, KeishaBlair.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you will never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Are you a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If not, what are you waiting for? Go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to choose your membership plan and join. As a member, you get so many perks. Free worksheets, advice, coaching, and a member's workshop to design an intentionally designed life. You need to figure out your life purpose? Take the Build Your Life Purpose Portfolio online self-paced course. You're struggling with all your money decisions? Take the free financial identities quiz and then take the course. You recently had a breakup, job loss, or experienced the death of a loved one? Take the holistic healing course. You need an overall plan to achieve holistic wealth? We will help you figure out your holistic wealth blueprint. And of course, if you want to start making money by helping others achieve holistic wealth, become a certified holistic wealth consultant. Regardless of what career you've got, the Institute will show you how to increase your income and walk in your purpose. The sooner you join, the sooner you start to achieve a more holistically wealthy lifestyle. And you're going to want to stay for a very long time. So go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning, best-selling Holistic Wealth 32 Life Lessons to help you find purpose, prosperity, and happiness.